Paul, a 2-1 home win tonight, maybe a different kind of win with plenty of talking points. What are your thoughts on it?
Obviously delighted with the win, you know, going 1-0 down from a set piece early doors. It was a little bit of deja vu from Walsall, you know, the same thing happened, but got to show the boys, got to give the boys a lot of credit, you know, the character, especially second half, and the patience that they showed in the build-up play. You know, we didn't resort to lumping the ball up the pitch to try and get the equaliser or the winner. We kept it passing it. We used the width that we had in the pitch, and we pushed our full-backs right on. And I think, no disrespect to Craig, I thought they defended brilliantly at times, but it would have been a crying shame if we hadn't won it.
What was said at the break, Paul? You just touched on it, because there were shades of the Walsall defeat, weren't there, when you conceded so early. Was there a little bit of apprehension, perhaps, at that time?
No. One thing we have done this year is scored a lot of goals in the second half, and scored a lot of goals late on in games. And we stressed to the boys about the fitness levels, about the character to stay in, and the fact that we can score late on in games. The other thing we stressed was we've been down 1-0 many a time at home this year, and we've ended up losing 2-0 after having a lot of chances and getting hit in the break. So we told them not to lose heart with that as well. And also, we moved the ball quicker. We were a little bit, but we kept the ball well first half, but a little bit too slowly for my liking. Second half, we really made the pitch big. Got Richie on the ball, got our full-backs pushed on wide, started getting our front two in the game, you know, and as I said, I think it was a well-deserved victory in the end.
And the manner of the wins against Crawley and then Yeovil on Saturday, we saw a different kind of win tonight, but just making the point that these kind of wins can be equally as important, can't they, at the end of the season?
Massive. You know, I've got a lot of character in the dressing room, and a win like that only breeds confidence. But in saying that, we've created enough chances tonight to match the past two results. You know, we've hit the post twice. We should have had two penalties for handball. Their keepers made two great saves, one which the referee gave a goal kick from, which I can never understand. But the character and the determination and the professionalism to keep going and keep doing the right things was fantastic tonight.
I mean, I carried three penalty appeals. You're most concerned with the two handball incidents.
Yes. Look, I don't know if referees even know what handball is nowadays. You know, I keep getting told it's unnatural position. The first one, the guy's on the floor with his arm outstretched.
Well, the players' reactions are usually pretty honest as well in those kind of situations, aren't they?
Yeah, I keep getting told by officials about player reaction. What is player reaction? The player reaction suits the officials when they want it to. If we don't appeal, then it's not a penalty. If we do appeal, they say they're going to appeal anyway, so it's... Anyway.
Well, you kept going. I mean, and what a goal good enough to win any game, and no substitute for experience. He's going to be an important player for you, isn't he, Paul, as you get to the business end of the season. Tremendous goal.
It was, and, you know, we've took Richie off the last couple of games when we've been comfortable, to try and rest his legs a little bit, but he keeps telling me he's as fit as a fiddle, and he showed that tonight, and it was a fantastic finish. And you know, that's four goals Richie's got, but Richie Welland should be scoring more goals with the quality he's got. Another positive, is the goals getting spread out again.
Up to six in the table as well now, Paul. I mean, you've played a little bit of a straight bat with regard to playoff aspirations and chances. What are you thinking? Is that a conversation that's starting to happen in the dressing room, perhaps?
Look, we're there, and we're there on merit. So as long as we're there to go looking towards the end of the season, fantastic. And I said before the last couple of games, I said to the players before the game tonight, if we win and we're not in the top six, nothing changes. If we win and we are, nothing changes. If we don't win, but we're still within touching distance, that's all that matters. But the players, and I mean the whole squad in that, I've got to take a lot of credit, because from it not looking so good October time, they've really dug in, that they've backed each other, they've went and played with a belief that I've got in them and my coaching staff have got in them. You know, and that's shown in the league table at the minute.
You've got Harry Forrester obviously not involved tonight. What's his situation?
His groin was still a little bit tight, and he's picked up a bit of a virus as well. You know, it's one of them. If the game had been tomorrow night or Thursday night, he would have had a chance of playing. But with all the games I've got coming up and the squad we've got here at the minute, you know, we felt it was right to rest him up. You know, and we started with Nathan on the left today, and it didn't quite work out. We changed shape mid first half, and put Nathan and Nucci up top together and Kyle in behind, and you know, I think that was a bit of a factor in the game as well.
And a bonus with Luke McCulloch now back on the bench as well, Paul, so great competition for places as well at an important time of the season.
It is, we're going to need them all. You know, it was only a few weeks ago, you know, we'd obviously Luke been out, Cop's been out, Uchi was out, and now Harry's out, and what's happening is the players are really stepping up to the plate, the ones that are coming in. because you know Jamie McCombs has been outstanding in the last three games, which is a big credit to him, because he's not had a lot of football. And we've had other players that have, whether it's been starting the game and not starting the previous one, or coming on and making an impact. You know, we had Curtis and Abdul come on the pitch tonight and gave us a little bit of vigour and a bit of enthusiasm and a little bit of quality, and then that's what we want.
Another big test on Saturday, Port Vale away. The game's coming thick and fast, so I just wonder, do you start to consider changes? It's difficult, of course, when you're winning games, isn't it?
It is, and you know, hopefully we'll have Harry back. Luke will be back fully fit. Cox might have a slight chance, so it's a nice problem to have.
OK, thanks, Paul. Cheers, thank you.